Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
First thing we needed, I would like to do is just to get some background on a typical statistics, intro to statistics class that you teach.
Okay.
Have you taught statistics recently, or are you currently teaching?
Okay. Yes.
Do you teach a variety of levels of intro statistics or statistics?
We have two intro classes. One is algebra-based, and then we also have a calculus-based one, and I am teaching both of them this semester.
Okay. And let's start with the algebra-based one. Just want to get some background on that. What's the typical age distribution in that class?
Oh, I guess from 18, I would say we might have up to some 30-year-olds. We have a chunk of non-traditional students here, so I'm going to say 18 to maybe mid-20s, and occasionally someone older than that.
Okay. What about the ability level of that algebra-based course?
I'm not exactly sure what you want me to describe.
Are
their algebra skills wonderful? Probably not.
Are there math skills? I mean, is this a course that's designed for students who have difficulties with mathematics and it's more conceptual, or is it something that they do a lot of math in there and they're expected to be able to do the math?
They don't do a lot of math in there other than maybe doing z-score formulas, confidence interval formulas, so it is not math intensive. We do use applets for calculating things rather than tables, so they do not have to do a lot of mathematics in there.
Okay, now is the reason because of the math skills that they have, or is it because
It's designed as a general education course for many of the majors on campus. It satisfies their mathematics requirement, logical thought requirement in our gen ed program, and so they're taking more math intensive classes elsewhere if they need them.
Okay. Okay. What about the interest level of those students, the interest level in statistics? Again, of the algebra based one.
Oh, generally, probably not very high, at least when they're coming in.
Okay. So when they is there a difference when they leave the class?
I certainly hope so. Sometimes we do see the folks. We have a lot of nursing students in there. We have a lot of education people in there. It's required for exercise science folks. So sometimes they start to see, oh, this is really useful to me. So our psychology majors, I think, are required to take that as well. And we try to do an awful lot of applications. So by the time they leave, I'm hoping their interest level is a lot higher than when they came in.
Okay. What about the gender distribution for that class? Is there a difference in how many of each gender take that course?
The campus is about 65-35. Females outnumber males. And so it's pretty close to that. If I'm looking over across all the sections of the course that are taken. Any individual one, I've had as few as 2 out of 24 students that were male some semesters. But if you look across the board of all the students who take it, it mimics the campus.
Okay. And the last question is the distribution of, say, race, ethnicity, nationality. Do you have, like, foreign students that are in the course?
Yes, we do. I'm going to guess maybe about 10%, which, again, might be what it is on campus. We have a fair population of African-American students here, so they're probably represented in that class about the way they would be across campus. So
okay.
I'm going to say maybe 20% there. It might be a little higher, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, for the calculus-based one, the age distribution for that, is that the same?
Probably a little older because they're going to be at least sophomores by the time they are taking that. So I don't think I'd have any 18-year-olds in there. So I'm going to say maybe, I don't know, 19 to 23-ish at the most.
Okay. Ability level there, I mean, the math skills of the students, are they typically better than the algebra?
Yes. They have had 6 hours of calculus before they come in, so they've seen differential and integral calculus, so their math skills are much higher.
Okay. And their interest level?
Oh, it's a mixed bag. I'm going to say half are very interested in taking the statistics and the other half are saying, oh, please don't make me take statistics.
Okay. And the majors, you give me a lot of majors for the algebra. What are the typical majors in the calculus basis?
It's required for mathematics majors. It's required for anyone who is completing a math minor. So we have some computer information systems majors in there. And that's probably the bulk of the students in there, either mathematics or in a computing field.
Okay. And the gender distribution for that group?
Ooh, I'm going to say it's going to be kind of the reverse of on campus. So maybe 50-50, male-female, oftentimes more males than females, maybe three-quarters males, one-quarter female.
Okay. And the race, ethnicity, international students, is there a difference in that calculus-based course?
I'm going to say yes. I occasionally have an international student in there, but not as often as in the other course. And probably we're down to maybe 25% of African-American in there.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's a little lower than that, but I'm trying to think over the years that I've taught it. Yeah, I'd probably knock that one down. I think I said 20 before. It's probably under that in that class.
Okay. All right. That just gives us a sense because one of the things we are looking at is to see if there's a difference in reactions of the various different groups.
Okay.
And one of the things is international students. Now, you don't have as many, but I've had some participants who've had a considerable number of foreign students, typically from the Asian companies, countries that have had difficulties with the fun activities, and there's, you know, we're trying to figure out why. So I think that's why we're asking that question.
Oh, I could conjecture, but I won't.
Well, right, yes. I mean, that's what we want to do, too, but we want to have data to support all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next question, then, is we want to look at the different categories of fun, what we call modalities, and see which kind of these activities that you do use in the classroom. And so I'm just going to go through the list and see if you've tried them, and if so, possibly get a short description of how you would use a typical case out of that group.
Okay.
So the first category are poems and songs. Do you attempt any of that kind of thing in your I'll ask either one of those two courses.
Poems or songs? I don't think I have, though I have been tempted, especially with my calculus-based group, to try to find either a rap or something to use in there. So that's something on my list to do.
Okay. What about cartoons?
Yes, I do sometimes do cartoons in there.
You do it in both classes equally, or do you do it more in one of the classes?
I don't know. I was trying to think of topics that I've used. I'm going to say maybe equally.
Okay. Now, can you give me like a typical case? I know that's really hard to do with the cartoons because they're so different, but a typical example of how you would use that in the classroom.
Okay. I actually just did some not too long ago. I went on that study of fun and downloaded a bunch of the cartoons, and I pulled together a handful of them that had to do with measures of center. And in the one class, the calculus-based one, where it's a smaller number of students, and I know a number of them more personally because I had them in a calculus class, I put these things up and in the way of saying, why is this funny? I did the one with, do you want exact examples of the cartoons I used, or is that not what you're looking for?
No, just a general, general of how you would use it. So you put it up, is it in the beginning of class or in an appropriate...
At an appropriate time. I think I've done that in there and with that class and said, why is this funny? In the other course, I have used some of the same ones and sort of used it as an illustration after I covered something and saw if they got why it was funny in there. And now they are posted on a bulletin board outside the classroom after I use them in class so that the students can come by and still see them out there.
Okay. All right. What about games? Do you use any type of games? I'm not sure if you need me to define what a game would be. It doesn't have to be like a group board game or something like that, but some kind of activity.
I'm going to call one Regression Jeopardy. So I put something together before a test to review. So we had categories of ideas that had to do with regression, and I played Regression Jeopardy with that class. I've done something else like a Jeopardy in there where they actually had to buzz in by basically hitting their desk. They thought that was a lot of fun. I've done something else in my other class, and for the life of me, I can't think of what it was at the moment, but I have done games in both kinds of classes.
Okay. Well, that's fine. If you remember, just, let me know. The next one is jokes and humor. Do you use those kind of activities in class?
I guess it would depend on what fit in that category. I don't think I've used any jokes per se, though I should go look for some good ones because I wouldn't mind delivering some jokes. I would feel comfortable doing that. With humor, every once in a while I will do something which I think is a little bit quirky. For instance, I emailed you that I'd done something fun today, and I did this in both classes, but not on the same day. When I introduced the normal distribution, I used the video that talks about batting averages being normally distributed, which is great because we're now in the series, but I will usually come in looking as much like a baseball player as I can. So I'll dress more casually. I've got my baseball hat, I've got my baseball glove and ball, and I come in and throwing the ball into my glove so it makes noise, so I'm attracting attention, and then I do my best imitation of my baseball pitcher when I was in high school, and we'll tell them a little story about how that was my best imitation of this guy on whom I had a crush, and I had to invite him to the prom. So, they're kind of laughing at me and what I'm doing and my situation there, and then I talk about baseball being a good source of statistics, and we go that way. So that's kind of fun.
Yes. Yes. I agree that would fit into this category. Anything else that you might think that you have used that may not fit into one of those categories, but you think that you've had?
Let's see. What else is fun? I do this for a reason, but I think it fits in the category of fun, where when I'm on the boardwalk in Jersey in the summers, I've bought balsa wood airplanes, and for them, it's in the fun category, where we'll go outside and fly the balsa wood airplanes and do things with the measurements. What's another thing I would consider fun? I'm always wandering through stores and looking for fun things. A couple of years ago, I picked up a set of four wooden puzzles. There was a pig, a cow, a chicken, and something else. And we actually brought those into class and designed an experiment to see if one was easier to put together than the other. That, to me, is fun. You're not just kind of, doing stuff. It was with these crazy little kids' puzzles. So I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've done things where they have fun doing kind of data collection things where I gave them tasks where they had to time each other on how fast can you say the alphabet. I gave them a set of dice that they had to stack into a tower that stayed standing. I gave them a small deck of cards to deal out. So they're doing these things in class. And there was something else online that was sort of a game that I do for fun. Would you consider using that guessing correlations thing online as fun?
Yes.
Okay, so I've used that in both, always use it in my algebra-based class. Sometimes I'll use it in my calculus-based class. What else is fun? My favorite thing to do in life is play, so if I can play in the classroom, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Well, I think that's great. I think that this is quite a bit of a few things. I need to do a little bit more of this kind of stuff that you're doing, because as you're talking, you seem excited by it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not something that I got from my other interviewees.
Oh.
So I think that that is, it to me, says to me that this is integral to what you do in the classroom.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And earlier this time, because we were doing distribution, so I bought little bags of M&Ms, and mm-hmm. we did the, I made them do a geometric, so they had to, you know, squeeze them out one at a time until they found the first green, and then we did the binomial thing, how many greens in the pack, and we looked at estimation and using different techniques for what percentage were green, and that was kind of, they have fun, you know, anytime they're playing with food. I told them we were going to play with food the next day. They thought that was going to be fun.
Right.
So to me, that's fun.
Okay. And so I think that those are great examples, and due to the time restriction, let me just move on
okay.
to some of the other questions. Do you think, now you've suggested that you've used quite a bit of things here other than maybe poems or songs, do you think that either cartoons, the games, the jokes or humors, or the other activities that you do, does one or the other, one of those work better than the others, do you think?
When I tend to look silly doing something, I think they work very well. And they seem to remember, like when I come in with my baseball stuff, they will remember it, and I will sometimes get the attention of my sports studies students in there where maybe up till that point I haven't. So I think anything that kind of puts me out there and enjoying it and doing something silly kind of connects them with the course, and sometimes in ways I don't expect it. So I think that has some benefits in addition to whatever I'm trying to show by what I am doing.
Right. Okay. Now, so the courses that you teach are all in the classroom. That's correct, right? So you're not doing an online course?
I have not yet done online, no.
Okay. Okay. So I don't, it would be interesting to see, because you do so many things, and again, like I said, it's integral to what? The way you're talking, it's integral to the way you teach. It would be interesting to see how that could be accomplished in an online class.
Right.
Because what I'm noticing from my interviewees that they're not doing as much online. But I'm just thinking, you're giving me so much to think about, which is good.
Mm-hmm. And I've actually thought about that, because eventually I would like to do it. I'm thinking maybe some of the cartoons, if I actually posted them as part of a discussion board and said, why is this funny? And let them kind of talk about why it was funny.
Right.
But I don't know what else I would do online.
Right.
Not sure yet. I do intend to use that winning video when they did the fun, I don't remember what it was, they announced it at Cause. Did you see those funny videos? There's one with a bunny and an elephant, and it talks
no.
about studies and things. So I'm going to use that by the time the end of the semester rolls around. I'm sure of that.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So for these various different activities, about how much class time do you allow for that? So, say, cartoons. How long do you show them the cartoon? You ask them, you know, the calculus base, why is this funny? How long do you allow class time to be taken with that?
I don't think I've ever clocked it. I don't know, maybe 5-10 minutes max if we're talking about a number of them, and I think I gave them 4 at a time, so I don't think it took us more than 10 minutes to go through those.
Okay. And what about the games, like the regression, Jeopardy, the guessing correlations, that kind of thing?
The guessing correlations, I probably allow them 20 minutes or so to do that. Regression Jeopardy, we did it for almost an entire class period, so that might have taken us close to an hour to do. And I set the first time I did it, I set up as a review for a test, so I really was planning on it taking most of the hour.
Okay. And the other activities, the boss wood airplanes, that kind of stuff, taking measurements, puzzles, those, about how long?
That's a chunk of time, too, so I'm going to say I would allow at least an hour to do some of those things.
Okay. And finally, the humor stuff, the normal curve video that you suggested, or the baseball activity you did today, about how long would they take?
Oh, probably about 5 or 6 minutes with my setup for the baseball video. So in terms of my antics in there, I've done that. Oh, one semester I actually juggled in the first few minutes of class, and we were trying to keep track of how many consecutive tosses I could do. I picked up juggling for dummy somewhere, so that was kind of interesting. But again, it's like a 5-6 minute, and that was at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I tried to do something fun every morning just to wake them up at 8 o'clock.
So that's a good question. Do you attempt to do these activities? And I think I've already asked this, but do you attempt to do them in the beginning, at the end, in the middle, or where it fits into your discussion of the concepts?
Where it fits, unless I was doing something particular like the juggling one, which those kids were just a dead group, and I thought, I got to wake these kids up, and at least it helped them get there on time because they like to watch me make a fool of myself.
Okay. Do you see yourself using these activities more with the basic kind of material, maybe the descriptive statistics in the beginning, or the more advanced stuff like the inferential statistics at the end?
I think I know more things for the beginnings. I'm hoping to get more things towards the end. I do have someone brought me that cartoon about the statistically significant other, and there are a few things that I'm looking forward to using eventually, but I need to kind of expand my repertoire for things that I can use later on in the class.
Okay. All right. Have you found some of these categories, some of these examples that you've used not to be effective?
The cartoons are iffy. Sometimes it's like half the class sort of pays attention and gets it and thinks they're cute, and the other half could care less that I've done it.
Okay. Do you get a sense of, I know that there's not much of a difference in the male and female, the gender in the course, or not much difference in the ethnicity or race of the group, but do you notice at all if there's any differences in how they react to some of these activities? I know that's a hard question.
Yeah, it is, because when I'm doing it, I'm not really paying attention to that.
That's true.
The only real difference that I notice is the sports people do tend to come up and talk to me after I do the baseball thing when I bring that in, and I have a number of my basketball players are African-American males, which they may never have talked to me before that class period, but they'll come and talk to me then. But I think that's the only thing I particularly noticed about minority groups.
Okay. The next question, so I got a general sense of how you use and where you use this stuff. I want to look at the poems and songs, and you suggested that you would really like to find the rap song to use in your class. Why, and I'm not saying this in any bad way, but why haven't you tried to find one yet, or have you tried to find one, and it just is not there? Why haven't you used them yet?
Sometimes I remember too late to go and look for them. I think that's part of it, that it takes time to find these things, and sometimes I don't think, oh, I wonder if there's something I can use, and I don't think to go and do it. So part of that is just my issue of identifying a time slot and setting it aside and say, okay, I'm going to go find something to use.
Okay. So you would use one if it was readily available and it fits into the content?
Yes, I would. I really would, yes.
Okay.
And I'd even consider a song because I can strum and sing, so I would even consider bringing my guitar in, and that would probably attract some attention if I could find something good.
Okay. And
I actually wrote a few for a couple of years ago. We did jazz on one year, and I think we got together and sang songs, and I had put a few things together. The answer is hiding in the text. Was one I put together, and I forgot there was another one.
So you should actually get together with Larry Lesser. He does a lot of that kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The answer, my friend, is hiding in... The answer is somewhere in chapter 3.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, we are out of time.
Okay.
And I don't want to take your walking in the sunshine away from you. I think I have most of my questions answered. So, but I appreciate your willingness to open up to me and answer my questions. And I appreciate your time and your patience today for this. And I hope you enjoy your walk on the beach. You said next week.
It's this Thursday and Friday, so I'm hoping the weather will hold up long enough for me to get down the sunshine and the beach at least one of those days that I can get out and down there.
Yes, I hope you can, because I love the walks on the beach. But, yes, so I hope you enjoy that.
Thank you, John.
And I will put your name in to be eligible for a $25 gift card, and I wish you luck on that.
Okay, and anything else that you think I want to know about, then just remember that, yes, I do get excited about these things, and I would try stuff. So I don't know how connected. I need to get on that website more often, too.
Okay.
Things.
Yes. Okay. Well, I need to do that same thing. So. All right. Well, thank you again.
Okay. Thanks, John. Okay.
Okay.
Bye now.
Thank you. Please stand by.